Our lesson from John chapter 5. Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are like Lazarus, dead in trespasses and sins, as Scripture says. Lazarus was dead in the grave. And it may seem strange to us that when Jesus learned that his dear friend Lazarus was sick, he waited a couple days before he went to see Lazarus and Mary and Martha. Did Jesus not care? Why did he delay? When Jesus arrived, Martha said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Then Mary came and said the same thing and was crying. And this is where we see Jesus' deep compassion in those simple words from another chapter of John. Jesus wept. There was no question Lazarus was dead. There's no question that you and I are dead in sin. Each day we wake up, and no matter how hard we resolve to be without sin this day, to be a better person, it happens again and again and again that we sin. We can't rescue ourselves any more than Lazarus can rescue himself from the grave. He had already been dead for 4 days. When Jesus told them to take away the stone from the front of the cave where Lazarus was buried, Martha said, "Lord, by this time he stinks because he's been dead for 4 days." But Jesus replied, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" And then Jesus speaks three little words, "Lazarus, come forth." To our human mind, this is just plain silliness. A dead person does not come forth from the grave. Yes, as educated people, we know that words are powerful, but they do not have this effect. The difference here is that these are not mere human words. These are the words of God. It is exactly what Jesus describes in our text. The dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. This is either the most frightening thing in the world or the most comforting, because Jesus also says here, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. To the sinner and unbeliever, this is warning against the judgment of eternal condemnation. And we are all sinners. This is what we deserve by our evil thoughts, words, and deeds. Every Sunday, every day, we confess that we have sinned against God and deserve his temporal and eternal punishment. We deserve hell. Because we are sinners. We are those who have done evil. But even though we were dead in trespasses and sins, even though we have done evil and deserve the resurrection of condemnation, Jesus calls us with his powerful voice, with the voice of the Son of God, and says, "Come forth." Like Lazarus from the grave, like the dry bones in Ezekiel's vision in that valley of dry bones, the Holy Spirit comes with his breath of life and makes us alive again, born again in Christ through baptism, to walk, to walk in newness of life before God and our fellow man. Again and again here at Bethany, we learn this phrase, at the same time, saint and sinner. Yes, we are sinners, but in Christ we are also considered saints and holy before God. And in this sense, we are among those who have done good, because God sees in us the righteousness of Jesus' goodness, Jesus' perfection. He covers and clothes us with the spotless robe of the sinless Son of God. Not our good, but Jesus' good is what the Lord sees in us. If I were to do 10 million good works, 10 billion good works, 100 billion good works, they would not be enough. Jesus did all righteous works, perfectly keeping the Ten Commandments for you and for me. So when Jesus comes on Judgment Day, he looks at us and he sees that we are covered with his perfection. Our sins are covered, removed, blotted out, erased, deleted, wiped away. We are among the great host arrayed in white, washed in the blood of the Lamb, cleansed, purified, purged with hyssop, arrayed in the holiness of Jesus in his spotless robe, the holiness of the Son of God. On Judgment Day, Jesus will look to the sheep at his right hand and say, "Come, you blessed of my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you." Inherit it. You only inherit something when someone dies. And so Jesus says, "I died. So this is yours. It's my gift to you. Not something you earned or deserved, but it's yours. The gift of eternal life. You have heard my voice. I have called you to be alive. Now enter this resurrection to life. The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." Hearing the voice of the Son of God, have you heard his voice? Have you trusted it? Yes, you have heard Jesus himself say to you, "Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven." This means that Jesus has done the good for you. And then these words, "those who have done good to the resurrection of life," become comforting to us who trust in Christ. And we look forward to hearing these words too. "Arise from your grave. Come forth. Today you shall be with me in paradise." And then we can pray, "Deliver us from evil." And then with confidence and hope we can sing, "I fall asleep in Jesus' wounds." With Simeon we can say, "In peace and joy I now depart." Because we will hear the voice of the Son of God and we shall live. God be praised for his glad news.